Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, GoDaddy. GoDaddy, where you can find all kinds of hosting, both WordPress and WooCommerce. Plus, hey, you can grab your domain there as well. In fact, I was on their blog just yesterday and found this very interesting article, the top 25 most expensive domain names. You might want to go to the GoDaddy blog and check that out, because I'm guessing some of them won't surprise you and some of them will. So I'll tell you a little bit more about GoDaddy later in the show, but let's get into the conversation.
Welcome, everybody. This is my first time hosting my new gig with Bob Dunn, WordPress Event Talk. And we are here to talk about a pretty cool event that about 140 of my closest WordPress friends attended. And some of them are in the digital room with me right now. So what I'd like to do is introduce you one by one. Just tell us that little elevator speech pitch. I'd like to introduce you all by name and have you just tell us a little bit about yourselves. And then we are going to talk about our experiences at PressConf. So here we get going. Tammy Lister is with us. Tammy, tell us just a tiny bit about yourself.
Hi, I am a product creator and engineer, and I am a co-founder of Guildenberg.
Fantastic. Robert Jacoby.
Michelle, this is no coffee talk, but you know, I'm already imbibing caffeine. Robert Jacoby, Chief Experience Officer at Blackwall, an infrastructure security company focusing on, hosts, obviously hosting for WordPress.
That's my problem today, Robert, is I have not had any caffeine yet today, so we're going to blame it on the lack of coffee. Over to Katie Keith. Katie, tell us about yourself.
Hey, I'm Katie Keith, founder and CEO at Barn2 Plugins. We have a suite of 19 WordPress and WooCommerce plugins.
Phenomenal. Adam, over to you.
Yes, thank you, Michelle. Adam Weeks. I am the co-founder of Cirrus Influence. We help brands in the WordPress ecosystem work on their branding by connecting them with influencers like Christian Taylor and a bunch of other people here.
Like almost everybody in this room. Maybe actually everybody in this room. Zach Stepik,
yes.
Over to you.
Yeah, I'm Zach Stepik. I'm the director of agency operations at Big Scoots and have been a podcaster for, 20 years now? As long as it's been a thing.
That's a fairly new title for you as well.
It is.
Big Scoots one. Fantastic. Congratulations. Thank you. I left Christian Taylor for last because I literally saw him 2 days ago at another event. So Christian, tell us about you.
Yeah, my name is Christian Taylor. I'm a content creator and YouTuber making videos about WordPress and web design.
And I'm Michelle Frechette. I'm the executive director of PostStatus and doing a bunch of things on the side too that I'll be sharing very soon. But today we are talking about PressConf. PressConf took place 2 weeks ago now. Isn't it hard to believe that, a week and a half really, right? So that it's been that long since we all boarded planes to Tempe, Arizona. But it was an intimate, if 140 people can be intimate, by way of larger WordCamps and WordPress-type events. It was an intimate event where we got to spend several days with each other listening to some pretty amazing talks. The one thing I will say, the caveat at the beginning of this is, usually what happens on the PressConf stage stays on the PressConf stage. So while we will not be delving into the particulars of things that people said, we will still give some impressions about some of the talks that we heard. We can talk about the event itself and talk about what we came away with. So I just want to kind of open it up. You all can't see us, but I have the benefit of seeing everybody here. So I can see if somebody raises their hand, for example, to answer a question. So hopefully we will cut out a lot of the staring at each other, waiting for somebody to answer. But the first question I have for you is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this conference on its own and then against other events that you have gone to? Adam Weeks has got two hands up showing us a 10. Adam, why would you rate it a 10?
It was a really good conference. I had never been to the predecessor, which was Pressonomics, and I'd heard about it. It was an infamous conference, but I hadn't had the opportunity to go. So I wasn't really sure what to expect. I heard about this conference. It was announced right around the time of WordCamp US and that Raquel was doing this conference. And I said I want to be a part of it because it sounded amazing. And all throughout it, yes, it was amazing. The conversations were exactly what I wanted them to be. And the venue was great. Everything went really smoothly. And I'm really was really excited by the MCs. Those guys just knocked it out of the park.
Who were they?
I don't know. I forget.
So, I mean, this is the funny part. We have an MC and a speaker on the session on this podcast right now.
And yet we're still going to be honest about how we thought about things. So.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And
one of those MCs was Adam Weeks and the other was Brian Richards. So, and the speaker on our panel today was Tammy Lister, just in case anybody's like, well, who were they? Robert, you had your hand up. What would you rate this event?
Oh, that's what I wanted to say, but it was 10 out of 10 easy. I don't do the tech and sort of nitty gritty of WordPress as much as I used to. And having an event that tackles the ecosystem, the issues that drive us to be in WordPress, to continue in WordPress, and to look towards the future is completely unique among all events.
Absolutely. Katie, there was one track at this event. So how did that play into, first of all, what was your rating and how would that play into your rating for this event?
I'm going to relate the two parts of the answer. I'm going to say 9 because I thought that the talks were more relevant to me than a typical WordCamp where I go generally to practically no talks because they were more business focused. But the reason I haven't given it a 10, and I have fed this back already, is because they were more general talks rather than specifically how can I make my business more successful. And I felt that would have fitted very well within PressConf. But I think that would be a very easy thing for them to improve next year within the current format. Everything else was really well organized, very well done. And having one track did work because everybody there was interested in the business of WordPress. And linked to that, the people of WordPress. Some of the talks were incredible. They were so much more personal than a typical WordCamp. I've never seen so many speakers crying on stage.
Or attendees. Really,
yeah, people and attendee, everybody, because people were bearing their souls. It wasn't recorded. People were more raw and more open. And even the talks that weren't about business, it was fascinating to learn more about the people behind WordPress and maybe relate some aspects of it to your own life and things like that.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Zach, have you ever been to Pressnomics before, or was this your first time at one of those events as well?
I had not. This was my first, and you know, I was really impressed. Raquel and the team did a great job. The community showed up, and I think that's the most important thing. The leaders of the largest WordPress agencies were there. The larger WordPress companies and product companies were there. The hosts were there. That's important. And it was really kind of a commons for the people who make WordPress move.
And what would your rating be then?
Definitely a 10. 10 out of 10.
Awesome. I'll get to you in a minute, Robert, unless you have a comment specifically about what Zach said.
Just a comment, because Zach mentioned the agencies. You don't often get to sit down at breakfast, lunch, and dinner with the founders of Human Made, of 10Up, of, you know, really the largest agencies in the WordPress ecosystem.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm supposed to say this part, but Robert put in the chat that he has to take a point off because Arizona was just too hot. I really like that part myself, living in Western New York. But now, Tammy, I'm going to ask your rating, but also as a speaker at the event, I think you bring a different perspective. So tell us a little bit about your experience and what your rating would be.
I'm probably going to reflect the 9 out of 10 because I think there's always room to improve. And what I found really beautiful was at the end, the whole team were even the last evening gathering feedback from people and saying what could be improved. And one of the things I personally share, which I would love to do, I mean, anyone that knows me is I love a good workshop, was one of the things I was saying is how about we actually have workshops for these business? We've got all these people here. Let them have workshops on their business, like let them have those kind of mastermind kind of workshop levels. I'm a fan of game storming and all those type of things. And it would be an ideal space for them to come and kind of action those and maybe even play with some frameworks that they could take back. It was definitely an opportunity for them to do that or share different frameworks across the teams as well that maybe one company is doing and then they could share or even have people that do it outside. So there was something about that. I know it's something that I've done on an individual basis with companies, and it's just something when they're just having an opportunity. Not everyone has the chance to be able to do it, particularly at leadership. So, yeah, that. from a speaker's perspective, it was really interesting because several of us speakers, we kind of commented on the day, this is one of the most nervous talks we had, because there's one thing going and talking about things that aren't connected to you. It's super easy. But if you actually are talking about something that, and again, we all spoke about things that were maybe our lives or something that was maybe an experience that we'd had, or it's totally different. And that was for me, that it was a story that I would not have given, and I haven't given it anywhere else. It was a story of my burnout. It was a lot, but it was also the perfect space to do it, I think. And I hope that other people get the opportunity to be able to do that in the future, because I think it's a really special place to be able to do that. And the environment also allows people who maybe, it's not that you can't be seen vulnerable in places, but maybe you always get kind of picked to give certain talks, or you always end up doing certain things in certain spaces. And yeah, it was one of those ones. I remember flying over going, oh, I'm feeling this. And then talking to Miriam, and Miriam was having the same feeling. And yeah, it just, the speaker vibe was all speakers were nervous, but incredibly supported.
I will say you didn't appear nervous, which is a wonderful thing.
Oh, I was.
You masked it well.
there was so many little kittens and puppies. but I think that was the thing. We all supported each other, and each speaker was beautifully supported. And afterwards, that's just like the support. That's the stoic English face that means that I don't show it. Maybe, I don't know. But honestly, the support was amazing, and every speaker felt that. And afterwards, yeah, it was a little bit like a speaker therapy session, I think, in the best possible way.
I love that. Christian, you are one of only two official media partners for the event. So what was your rating, and how did your part of being a media partner in this event kind of play into that? And what were your experiences that way?
Yeah, phenomenal event. I would give it a 9 out of 10. It was great to be a media partner. I think capturing some interviews from people that maybe wouldn't typically be at a WordCamp was fulfilling. Also, just getting to vlog my experience, that's something that Raquel really wanted. So looking forward to putting that content out. Riding go-karts with people in the community and getting absolutely schooled by Adam Weeks. That was great.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, I think main feedback reason it was a 9 out of 10, I've shared this with Raquel already, is it would be great to have a little bit more time for talks next year. One of the things I appreciate about PressConf is they really want everyone to be in the room for every talk and avoid the hallway track as much as possible. But it did seem like the more the event went on, more people started hanging out outside because there wasn't really an opportunity to book meetings with people. So I think next year, iterating on that, it's going to be even better.
And I myself would also give it a 9 out of 10, but for a very different reason. This was the first time in a very long time I attended an event simply as an attendee. So I had no official role there, spent my own money to be there, all of that kind of thing, not sponsored in any way. And it was wonderful as an attendee to have no responsibilities, but I had paid the full price to include that Saturday, and neither of those events were inclusive of accessibility. So I can't get in and out of a go-kart. I can't really golf, and I didn't ask for a refund or anything like that because I still had fun and I hung out with people all day. Miriam and I went out and did some things, but to her credit, Raquel reached out to me over the weekend and said, "You didn't do anything. I want to give you that money back." And I said, "Just hold it for next year as my deposit, because I'm definitely coming back." And nice. If for some reason I'm not able to come back, gift it to somebody else who could use an extra $100 towards their attendance. So I mean, I really can't complain at all. But it would be fun if I could have gone to something that would have been inclusive of somebody who has mobility issues. So that's the only reason I'm not going to point off it myself. So as you had opportunities, I know, Christian, it felt like there wasn't a lot of time to talk to people unless you skipped a session here or there. And I will say, one of the sessions I sat in was so over my head because I don't do anything with blockchain. That would have been a good one for me to have actually gone out to the hallway. Because I sat there just making notes about things that I had no idea how any of it made any sense. It's just not my thing, which is fine. And there were plenty of people in there nodding their heads, and I was nodding my head to look like I understood. But what opportunities did you have to connect with people outside of talks? Did you find that the opportunity to speak to sponsors was as you would have wanted it? And most importantly, what did you think of the Snack Shack? Who wants to go first?
So I can share something that happened, which I hope that happens going forward in events. Veg Press formed. So in the post-data Slack, there now is a channel for Veg Press. And the reason I mention that is all too often, if you have like vegan, vegetarian, or maybe you're kosher or gluten-free, like trying to find people to eat with is exciting. Or trying to find like the restaurants is also interesting. And we've kind of done it ad hoc. But one of the things about this conference, one of the really awesome things was just going for food with people. Mm. Because lunch and also the evening meal was not part of it, like you went out and got it, we found just great groups of people going off and doing different things. Along with that, it would be going off and getting different things like bubble tea or going off having different meetings. And just that way, I feel that was one of the like, things I certainly didn't expect to happen. One of the things I definitely thought was great was because of the location, you could actually order food in quite well. So you could sit around and have food kind of, there was often of an evening, food would just appear in the bar area. People would just be like, food, which was great. And that is also something to share. The bar area, as someone that I often, like I'm going to all these conferences often myself. And when I did my write-up, I had a reflection of sometimes when I go, yeah, I know people, but there's always that kind of coming out of the lift and feeling like, ooh, I wonder, like, ooh, am I going to be like sat on my phone or playing Pokemon, which I'm happy to do. But I definitely felt completely welcome. And there was always someone to sit with, always someone to have a conversation with, and someone very new to have a conversation with. So yeah, it was certainly great. And I had some incredible good vegan junk food while I was there, which is always a bonus.
Mm. Nice. Who else?
One of the things that I really liked about it was that it was in one location, a hotel. Mm. Everybody was staying there. And some word camps have that, and I love those word camps, but not enough, because that is a really great way of bringing people together, which doesn't always happen organically otherwise. Things like just sitting around in the bar late at night, just chatting, and then people go to bed when they're tired, and some people stay up longer. That kind of just natural networking, really, late at night, doesn't happen if people are splitting off to different hotels. So I think that really helps and was a big addition to it.
Yeah, I spent a lot less money on Uber this time, for sure.
True.
Because I was trying to get all the places.
Everywhere was so near as well.
Yes, absolutely. So much food nearby, which was wonderful.
Whether you're just starting to build that woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus, software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
Christian, what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Oh, man. It was great. It was my first non-WordCamp WordPress event, so it was much different than I expected. It felt both more businessy and less businessy at the same time, which sounds weird to say, but it, like, the talks were more business-oriented, but there was less transactional business meetings filling your calendar with all these sales pitches and seeing how you can work together with people. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it felt almost like a retreat for product owners, plugin founders, it was interesting from my perspective as a media partner, because I'm not that, but I certainly enjoyed getting to pick people's brains. Also, the Snack Shack was everything that it was hyped up to be. The warm cookies, oh my gosh. I mean, it was worth the price of admission alone. And then they had strawberry-infused raisins. I was
okay
scratching my head the whole time wondering how that works, but that was pretty cool.
First, so they dehydrate it, then they rehydrate it.
Right.
They sit them next to each other. And
My goodness. Zach, tell us what the Snack Shack was for people listening going, what is a Snack Shack?
So the Snack Shack was this little room in the middle of the courtyard area of the hotel that had coolers and cabinets just full of snack food. And, you know, toward the afternoon, there was always some ice cream in a cooler in the middle that you could grab as well, though the ice cream sandwiches were frozen to brick status.
I almost broke a tooth.
Yeah, they were a little frozen.
They were good,
but
though.
They were good. Everything was great. The snacks were plentiful. We had breakfast in the same area the day of the conference, which mm-hmm. was nice. And so it was just really nice to be able to walk in and just grab a snack when you needed one and not worry about, mm-hmm. you know, going to some market somewhere and finding something. We had pretty much anything anybody could want, you know, available there.
Yeah. Now, Adam, I want to ask you specifically, because you were an MC, you were kind of involved in some things that were happening with the event. The price tag was not your typical price tag for a WordPress event. It was in the hundreds of dollars. I don't remember exactly what we paid. And there was early bird prices and things like that. But ultimately, it was around $700, $800, mm-hmm. depending on when you made a purchase. That, I've heard people say, well, that was a gatekeeping thing. It kept people out who couldn't afford it. WordCamps and things like that are supposed to be inexpensive. I don't necessarily, I'm the queen of let's not gate people. But an event costs money. And they were not trying to have a million sponsors for the event and that kind of thing and turn it into a WordCamp. So what are your thoughts on the pricing? I mean, just for the Snack Shack alone, it would have been helpful. It would have been worthwhile. But tell us a little bit about the thoughts behind that and your thoughts behind that.
That's a great question. And I think we do get spoiled by the price for WordCamps. And I remember hearing the history about WordCamps and that originally they were free. And that was the idea, was like, we want everybody to come to these because this project is built on the backs of volunteers. They started charging because people would just like register and then cancel. And so they needed to charge something, but it was almost more of a nominal fee. But really, the sponsors are what made those events happen. With this event, Raquel stepped out and has started her own company. And her own company, this was the first event of Wonderland Curious. And it's got to make money. It's amazing how much things cost. Being on the other side of with that, I'd see some of the like price tags for the things we were covering for the event. Like, oh goodness, yeah, this stuff adds up. These venues, they find ways to make money and they make lots of it. I would love to make sure that events like this are not gate kept. One of the benefits though of an event like this is it is more of that sea level type of event. We're going to have a smaller event. You're not going to have thousands of people here. And that is a byproduct of it. Obviously, we'd love to have everyone there. And hopefully there may be some opportunities for some scholarships for people who need to be there in the future. But yeah, these things are expensive. And I think the price tag reflected it. And I would say that compared to other business conferences, it actually isn't expensive.
Yeah, I agree. It's also not supposed to be the kind of event that somebody who just started using WordPress to have a blog, it's not that kind of event. It falls on the heels of Pressnomics, right? So it's really about the economics of WordPress, which really does fall to people who are business owners or freelancers, those kinds of people who are trying to really make money from WordPress, as opposed to using WordPress as a tool to make money elsewhere, right? And so I think that really does kind of fit into that really well. Tammy, you have a comment about the price too. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
So the thing I'd like to kind of look at is, I think it's really important for us to maybe sometimes look outside of WordPress at this. So there's retreats, and I would frame this more in the retreat perspective, particularly leadership retreats. And I think we have to maybe start thinking of that perspective. And that's why I really think it's important to think about like the additional, you know, this is the first pancake of the conference and where that's going to go from there. If you think of it like a leadership retreat, and that's a common thing, and they're in the thousands. That's how much they cost. It can be anywhere up from like 3,000, 5,000, and then some for like a weekend leadership retreat. So think of it more in context of that. It's actually an incredible bargain. So we really have to, there will be in a future state of the world of open source and WordPress, there will be all types of events for all types of people to go to. We don't have to all go to the same events. I'm sorry. That is going to be the reality. We all do different things. So there's going to be an event that does different things. Where we will come together is going to be the WordCamps. And that's amazing and great. But there are going to be different spaces that we all go to. And I think that's something really important as people are running companies, people are doing things. And one of the things I thought was incredibly special is it's these people that are running incredible companies, and they're there without their assistants. They're there without having to deal with all the things that they maybe have to do. Well, they probably have to kind of go back and deal with it still, right? But they're taking a break from running all of these incredible companies to spend the time there. So it's not just the time that they're doing on the ticket. There's also a lot of money for these people. Like their hourly rate is quite something for them to be there. So that's also the impact, right? And they're, what they're gaining from that conference, they take them back to the people that are there. It's a conference for that will filter down to in those companies. So we really have to start thinking it of kind of in that terms. And again, it's not the people who are necessarily core committers either. That's not the leadership. It's the people who are leading the companies, which I think is the different like slant to it. And someone that does different things, the conversations were also different. And I think that's really important. It was definitely like the product space of WordPress, which got me incredibly excited and energized.
Absolutely. Now that we've seen other WordPress adjacent type events that we see in the, you know, in our community, this past weekend, Christian and I both attended Color Code, which was the first event for that, which was in Buffalo. It was a 1-day event, very similar to a WordCamp. However, there were a lot of people in that event who weren't WordPressers and did not have experience with WordPress or only use it here and there, but they were designers, developers, people who are in the tech space. And as Zach put it in the comments here as well, SumConf is coming this fall in Minneapolis, which will be similar, I think, to the Color Code type event, which is WordPress adjacent and probably will have still a lot of WordPressers in it, but are not specifically WordPress events. And I agree with Zach. I think we're going to see some more of those things happening, especially as we've seen fewer and fewer WordCamps happening since the pandemic and since we've all come back from that. I don't want to take up all your day, so I'm just going to ask each one of you to give us a final thought on PressConf. And with that final thought, all things being equal, would you attend again next year? Katie, can I start with you?
Yeah, my final thought is it was a particularly good opportunity to network with the people that you were going to get the most value from because they work in a similar role to you, for example, as a business owner or something like that. So with a WordCamp, these people are there, but it's harder to know who to network with. PressConf, pretty much anybody that you meet is going to be a useful contact to have. And it's so easy to meet them as well. It's not at all a cliquey environment. You can just talk to anybody. You can just be having a conversation with someone and just suddenly you'll end up going out to dinner with them straight away and things like that. It's just so friendly, isn't it? And everybody pals up. So I think it's the best event I've been to in terms of networking, and I would definitely go again.
Excellent. Robert.
I don't know if I can say it in one sentence. I'll try. You're not normally going to get to an event where you have Mary Hubbard, you have Kareem from Crowd Favorite, where you really get to dive deep into everything we've already talked about, but even, you know, core folks in the WordPress community. And again, to Katie's point, right there, for the most part, very accessible. And yes, there may be sort of that financial accessibility gap, but if working with those types of folks is key to your business, then there, once you get in, there's no accessibility gap.
Yeah, absolutely. And you would go again?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Zach, how about you?
So I would say my final thought is that if your business in any way hinges on the success of WordPress as a business or as a, you know, as a community that has spawned multiple businesses, you should be there. And you know, I will definitely be there again next year. Hopefully not on a whirlwind trip that starts the day after I start a new job. You know, I was not originally supposed to be there and then found out on Tuesday that I was going and flew on Wednesday. So it worked out very well and I was glad to have been there and I would love to be again next year.
Fantastic.
I think for me, it's going to be a little bit different next year because I wouldn't be a speaker. So yes, I absolutely would go there. So that says a lot, I think, because I really want to attend. But I think it's really important for an event like that, for me in particular, to have an objective to go. And I think if you have that in mind when you go, of what are you trying to do? What stage are you at with your product? Then that is really important. And there is, no matter what stage you are with your product business, there's going to be an opportunity for it. As long as you can kind of go there with an open mind and also with an open heart just to listen as well.
Excellent. Adam.
So I invited a couple of people who were new to WordPress to this event and asking them afterwards, like, hey, was this awkward? You know, a lot of people have known each other for years and years. And I was thankful that gentleman in particular was saying, no, like everyone was so welcoming, so warm. And I think, and he was like, yes, definitely want to go again. And I think from my perspective, the benefit is that he was able to, in a very short amount of time, get to know a lot of influential and important people and just a compact, like this would have taken him, like, if, you know, through cold emails. Can you imagine how long these relationships would have taken him if he had just started like messaging these people on LinkedIn? Like he never would have gotten that. So if you're new to the WordPress ecosystem, PressConf is an incredible way to, for lack of a better term, skip the line. Like you're going to meet these people in that way. And I also think of these events for those who have been in the ecosystem a long time. I've known these people, but sit and have breakfast together and you're sitting next to them and you're in the booth and you just find out about who they are and that it's people first. And that's really what good business is built on, is first on relationships. And we got to do that.
Does that mean you'd be back again next year?
Yeah, I think so. Raquel's making me, so no.
Even without that, I know you.
Yes, no, I'd definitely be there. It's going to be a good one.
What about you, Christian?
Yeah, I agree with what Tammy and Adam said, that you have to have a goal going into every event. My goal as a media partner was just have interesting conversations with people at the top of WordPress. And I walked away doing exactly that. I got to speak to some automaticians, decision makers in their company to understand what's actually happening in WordPress right now, both from the commercial side and the open source side. And that perspective was invaluable. I know it's going to impact my content in the coming months. And obviously the interviews themselves that people will get to watch. But overall, amazing event. I like what Adam said about skipping the line. If you're a product owner in WordPress and you really want to grow connections with other people in the industry, PressConf is a great way to do that. And I would absolutely come back next year.
And for myself, of course, I absolutely loved the event. I didn't come into it with a very specific goal this year because my world was a little upheaved this year. But from a post-status perspective and from a personal perspective of determining where to go next with my career, it was incredibly helpful. And it gave me a lot of opportunities to talk with people about ideas that I have to see how viable they may or may not be. And so I appreciated having all of those amazing people in a room that I could kind of just ask some questions and get some feedback on. So I'll definitely be back there next year for sure. Well, I want to thank you all for joining me on my maiden voyage here at WordPress Event Talk. So Tammy, Robert, Adam, Katie, Christian, and Zach, thank you so much for being here today. And maybe we'll do this again next year and have different conversation about a similar or same event. So thank you for being here.
Hey, Bob WP, and I would like to thank our sponsor, GoDaddy. Please check them out at GoDaddy.com. And from this show, hey, yeah, looks like we have some cool stuff on the horizon when it comes to expanding events in the WordPress space. So I'm sure keep your eyes out, and we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. So until next time, take care.